This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
So you know how I like to learn new things all the time?
Yes, you do.
So I learned a lot yesterday.
Yes.
One of the things I learned was what happens when it rains during the Goalie Park concert series.
Because that's an outdoor concert series.
Yes, here in Fayetteville. Well, yesterday we got rain. Thank goodness. We're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And they had an Austin-based musician, Matt the Electrician, coming into town. And when the rain came, they moved it to the Arkansas Air Museum.
Fascinating place.
Yes. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, there's lots of old airplanes there and that sort of thing. And I never would have thought to have put a concert in there. So I moseyed over there because I was curious. And I got to talk to Matt the Electrician about his concert. He'd just gotten out of the car. They had just pulled in from like 10 hours on the road from their last stop. He is Austin-based, but he's originally from Southern Oregon / Northern California, he told me. And I was interested in talking to him because of the name Matt the Electrician, because my dad's an electrician. And so when we were talking last night, the first thing I asked him is how he went from being in the construction business to a full-time musician.
I've been a musician my whole life, and I did construction for about a decade. I was a carpenter's apprentice for a little while, and then I went into electrical. And that was just that was just my day job, and I really enjoyed it as far as day jobs go. I love doing construction, but it was just in terms of the name, it was just a thing that kind of stuck, because you know, doing construction, you end up working a lot of hours, and so trying to squeeze that in with music wasn't always super copacetic. So I was often rushing from work to get to a gig or get to play an open mic, things like that. And so the name just kind of stuck.
So you're a full-time musician now. So at what point did you decide, okay, I'm no more day job, no more wiring houses and fixing people's lights. I'm just going to play music.
It was about 2001. My daughter was born in 2000. And so after about a year of working, after she was born, I just decided that it just really didn't make sense to kind of put it off any longer. Because, you know, it was one of those big things that happens in your life where you think, like, oh, this could go by pretty quickly if I don't, you know, stop and do what it is that I want to do.
Now, you're an Austin-based musician. Mm-hmm. So for listeners here that aren't familiar with your music, how would you describe it?
I was influenced and raised on folk music. And so essentially, I tend to think of myself as a folk musician. But I also listened to all sorts of other music growing up, and so there's a lot of other stuff that makes its way into it. But essentially, it's singer-songwriter, acoustic pop.
And so do you come from a musical family? Were your family musicians? Or?
Kind of. My dad played guitar when I was a kid, and my mom sang in church and that sort of thing. But we just had lots of instruments around the house. My parents were constantly buying, you know, garage sale instruments whenever they could find stuff, and so we weren't ever really pushed into taking lessons, but there was just kind of constant access to music.
If you visit your website, there's a picture of you with a banjo, and then in your video, All I Want from your new CD, Accidental Thief, you're playing, I think, a tuba. So what all do you play?
Well, I grew up and started playing the trumpet when I was five, and started taking lessons when I was eight. And so most of my young life, I was a brass player, played trumpet and euphonium, which is actually the instrument I'm playing in that video, is a baritone horn. It's a little higher in pitch and a little smaller than a tuba. And so I play a bunch of different horns that I have. And started playing guitar when I was 15, and kind of taught myself how to play various other stringed instruments over the years. Did a little percussion, stuff like that, too.
So Accidental Thief is your most recent CD, and how is this different from some of your previous albums?
Well, it's the last couple of records, I've done a lot of playing different instruments on the record, like doing a lot of it myself, using my band in parts, but playing a lot of the instruments my own self. And there's, on that specific record, there's a lot of co-writes, songs that I co-wrote with friends of mine in Europe and in the States. And so I think half the record is co-written.
And you have a five-piece band. You sometimes play yourself, but you do have a five-piece band, and you'll have the five-piece band here in Fayetteville. How do you guys know each other? How did the band come to be?
I started playing with the bass player, Tom, when I moved to Austin. So it's been about 15 or 16 years. And then soon after, I met the drummer, actually. He was playing with another band in town, or another songwriter named Sela. And she now is with me singing backup. And so John's been in the band about 15 years. Sela's been in the band about 12 years. And then Scrappy, our guitar player, I think started playing with us about 10 or 11 years ago. And he was just a guy that played with a lot of bands in Austin. And I met him, and he liked what I was doing, and I asked him to play with me. So, yeah, just kind of slowly over time put it together.
And you drove into Fayetteville from Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow you're headed to Dallas.
Yeah.
And after that, does the tour continue or is it winding down?
After that, we go back to Austin and I drop off the rest of the band. And then I have another gig out near Houston and then another gig in Marfa out in West Texas. So I have two more shows after that and then I come home.
And then you come home. Are you going to work on another album?
Probably in the winter. That's what I'm looking at. I have a lot of touring this fall. I'm taking some time off in August to vacation with my family for a bit before school starts again for the kids. And then September, I'm going to be on the West Coast the whole month. And in October, I'll go to Japan, do a tour over there. And November, forget where. I have some stuff in November, but I can't remember off the top of my head where it is I'm going.
So Japan, have you been to Japan before?
Mm-hmm.
How does one break into Japan? I mean, I understand if you're from Austin, kind of doing the circuit here, and you're from, you know, out west, so I understand doing a tour that way, but how does one get from here to Japan?
I have a promoter in Japan that I met at South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin maybe 10 or 12 years ago, and he started talking about bringing me over, and I guess about 6 years ago, he brought me over for the first time, and I did a tour. And I've just been going back every year since then. So this will be my sixth or seventh year, I think.
How is playing overseas, I guess specifically in Japan, different from playing here in the States?
Well, specifically in Japan, there's definitely a language barrier, and so I tend to kind of play a different set list a bit. When I play in the States, I tend to talk a lot in between songs, and I tell stories and things like that. And I don't really do that at all over there. I stick to just playing the songs one after the other because they don't really follow the stories and the jokes and things like that. And so I just get rid of all of that.
So at the Goley Park concert this evening, will we be hearing some stories?
I hope so, yeah.
And I'm sure that was a shock for you guys, too. We actually got some rain, which we haven't had in a really long time.
That's great you guys are getting rain.
Right. But this has moved the venue for you. You are in the Arkansas Air Museum. It's an old air hangar. Is this a first for you?
This is a first for me, yes. Playing in a airplane hangar. This is one I can now check off the list.
You guys looking forward to it? Do you think it'll mess with acoustics at all? I actually think it'll be kind of cool.
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine, yeah.
Were you shocked at all when you got the call that we're moving it indoors, but to an airport hangar?
No, nothing shocks me. just rolling along. We drove a long time today, so I think we're all too glazed to be shocked.
Absolutely. Hope you guys get some sleep this evening. And if people want more information, where can they go?
MattTheElectrician.com.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
And that was a song by Matt the Electrician called All I Know from his most recent CD called Accidental Thief.
And if you're in Dallas tonight,
yes,
you can see him if you missed him last night.